Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God, our Heavenly Father, and Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, millions of people have used it since its introduction in 1971. My brother requests it every year for his birthday, and you may have a couple boxes of it in your pantry right now. It's Hamburger Helper. It may not be what you serve on Easter or Christmas, but it's obviously tasty and convenient enough for people to keep buying and using it. Just as we need help with meal prep from time to time, we Christians often need help with our worship prep. Maybe today is one of those Sundays. Maybe today is one of those Sundays when you're not all that excited about coming to church. It's not Easter or Christmas. It's not Trivia Challenge Sunday. There is no great guest presenter like Brian Young here today. Instead, I can just imagine that you might have shuffled through your morning routine feeling more obligated than excited to go to church. Wouldn't it be something if there was a product that could help put us in the right frame of mind for worship every Sunday? Now, Hamburger Helper won't do that, but Psalm 111 can. It's a hallelujah helper. Psalm 111, in fact, begins in Hebrew with the word hallelujah. That's a Hebrew word, hallelujah. It means praise Yah. Hallelujah. Praise Yahweh. Praise the Lord. And why should we want to do that? Psalm 111 tells you, praise the Lord. Glorious and majestic are his deeds, and his righteousness endures forever. He has caused his wonders to be remembered. Our God is worthy of praising because his deeds are majestic. Now you might think of how God created the earth in 6 days with his powerful word, out of nothing comes everything. When God was done with his work of creation on that Friday afternoon, literally TGIF, he looked with satisfaction on a universe with stars, comets, oceans, animals, and two people named Adam and Eve. God created everything, and everything was absolutely perfect. But then sin came into the world. Sin came into the world, and it just ruined everything. Just as a single grain of sand can easily ruin a climbing rope. So perhaps you don't feel so inclined to raise a hallelujah for God's work of creation. Not when fires burn forest and rain causes mudslides. Not when hurricanes demolish islands and earthquakes topple tall buildings. Then consider more closely these sentences from the verses we just read. He provides food for those who fear him. He has shown his people the power of his works, giving them the lands of other nations. The author seems to be alluding to the way in which God provided for the Israelites after he rescued them from Egypt. He not only brought them out of slavery, but he also provided food for them as they made their way to the promised land. In chapter 15, water was made sweet. In chapter 16, meat to eat and bread from heaven. And in chapter 17, water from the rock. You and I We're not struggling through a wilderness like the Israelite did, but we are reliant on the food and homes that God provides for us every day. And what is amazing is that God continues to provide for us. He provides even when our attitude is like that of Bart Simpson, you know, the TV cartoon character who once prayed, "Lord, since we paid for this food, thanks for nothing." Sure, you may have paid for the food that's on your table, but who gave you the ability to earn the money to buy the food? Who ensures peace so that the food can be delivered to the grocery store? Who gives you the breath of life? God. And so as the choir sang just a little bit ago, He is deserving of our praise. But what ought to motivate us even more to give God our hallelujahs is what the psalmist said in verse 9. He provided redemption for His people. He ordained His covenant forever. This verse has special meaning for us who are baptized. For through baptism, God has made a covenant with us. Through baptism, God has adopted you as His child. He has washed away your sin. He gave you the Holy Spirit and has granted you eternal life through faith in Jesus. And He's done all of this for free and forever. Have you ever heard of a will in which the signatory left everything to his worst enemy? That's what God has done for you and for me. For all those who have been baptized, or though even though we are sinners, even though we were God's enemies, through baptism, God pledges Himself to us and gives us blessings through Jesus that we don't deserve. That's quite a covenant. It's no wonder the psalmist concluded that verse by saying, "Holy and awesome is His name." But if our God is so deserving of our hallelujahs, why can days, sometimes even weeks, go by without our praises, without praises escaping from our lips? It's true, isn't it? It's because, like the Israelites, we have such a short-term memory when it comes to remembering God's blessings and His love for us. The psalmist gives us a way to combat this attitude, the attitude of ingratitude. He wrote, "Great are the works of the Lord. They are pondered by all who delight in them." The word ponder in Hebrew literally means to visit often. Does that describe your routine with God's Word? Do you visit often? As often as you visit Facebook? The content of Facebook, God's Word, doesn't ever change like the content of Facebook does. So Satan makes us believe that there is no point in visiting God's Word often. And we say and we think, heard it all before. Although God's Word doesn't change, your life does. A psalm you read last year may not have seemed very exciting to you or very applicable to you at the time. But what about today? Your life is different today than it was a year ago. What new challenges are you trying to sort through that the psalm would speak to? Furthermore, the first verse of this psalm reads like this: "I will extol the Lord with all my heart, and in the council of the upright, and in the assembly." The psalmist is encouraging us to do more than visit God's Word often in the privacy of our home. He points out the importance of joining with fellow believers to sing God's praises, to sing your hallelujahs. And this is not just another plug from your pastor to be regular in worship. It's God's encouragement. Put it into practice. Will you be excited to go to church every Sunday? I hope so, but probably not. I'm sure you've heard the joke of the man who didn't want to go to work. And his wife kept saying, "You must go today, you must go today. After all, you're the pastor." It's not always exciting to come. What our God has done for us, we receive as we gather together. His word reframes our mindset and directs us towards singing His praises for the gift that He has given us. As you read the psalm again, as you reach for Psalm 111, that hallelujah helper, you'll be reminded of the many reasons that you have to praise the Lord, even if it isn't Easter or Christmas. Psalm 111 teaches that we have an awesome God who saved us from our sin, who never takes a break from caring for us. May we never take a break from praising Him. Hallelujah. Amen. Now may the God of peace equip you with everything good that you may do His will. Through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen.